And this is Pacers Weekly. You're going to be listening to Pacers Weekly here throughout the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Pat Boylan on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis. How things can change over a week. Not even talking about the weather. Of course, it's gotten a lot colder, snowy outside right now here on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis. And we were talking to you last week. It was All-Star Weekend. We hadn't yet hit the trade deadline. Three players were out in New Orleans. Since then, Glenn Robinson III taking home the dunk contest crown. Miles Turner taking place in the Rising Stars Challenge. Paul George, the All-Star Game. The trade deadline came and went with rumors, but they proved to be just that, rumors. The team remaining intact. And after dropping six straight heading into the All-Star break, the Pacers got a much-needed win last night against the Memphis Grizzlies. 102-92 was the final in a game that wasn't even really that close. The Pacers led by 27 at one point in the third quarter. Memphis outscoring Indiana in the fourth when the game for the most part was in hand for the Pacers. They outscored Indiana 24-13. The Pacers dominating in the middle two quarters. That was the story. Outscoring Memphis by 13 in the second quarter alone. 36-23 in that second quarter. And in the third quarter, outscoring the Grizzlies 28-19, a 9-point margin for Indiana in that third quarter, which essentially put the game away. And a really impressive kind of win against an opponent that does not beat themselves. The Memphis Grizzlies typically are a team that win the rebounding battle. They don't turn the ball over very often. They don't lose by a lot very often because they don't beat themselves and they've got a lot of quality talent. And while it might not always be flashy, it's a solid team that was 10 games over 500 coming into this game, and they typically do not experience games like they did in Indianapolis last night, a game where the Pacers let no one single person hurt them. Marc Gasol, 5 of 15 from the floor for 12 points. Zach Randolph, 4 of 13 from the floor for 11 points. Mike Conley scored just 10. He had 7 assists, played a decent game. But Jeff Teague got the better of the two. He had 10 points and 10 assists. Speaking of 10 and 10, Lavoie Allen accomplished that as well. 10 points and 10 rebounds. The Pacers got Thaddeus Young back. He had 10 points as well. 5 rebounds, 1 assist, a steal, and a block. A much-needed return for Thaddeus Young. And then, as the game nears its beginning, Al Jefferson, we learn, is out, a late scratch with dental pain. So you assume that's Kevin Serafin's minutes, at least we all did, to come into this game. That wasn't the case. Rakeem Christmas coming in, played 14 minutes, scored 4 points, had 5 rebounds, 2 of 3 from the floor. That doesn't really show his impact, though, because he came in late first quarter. The Pacers were down when he came in, and this certainly wasn't just him. The bench unit played very, very well. Monte Ellis, for example, had 16 points. As I mentioned, Lavoie Allen with a double-double. But Christmas came in, got an offensive rebound, provided a spark that hadn't been there before. And his inclusion into the lineup certainly was significant in the result last night. It'll be interesting going forward. The Pacers do play here tonight against Miami. They're out there in Miami, an 8 o'clock tip. You can hear the Kroger pregame show right here at 7:30 across the Bankers Life Radio Network. Is Al Jefferson a go? If not, does Rakeem Christmas continue to play? If Al Jefferson is a go, does Rakeem Christmas continue to play? Questions like that will be answered throughout the show here today. We've got our normal great slew of guests. You will hear from Mark Boyle, head coach Nathan McMillan, and we will join a lot of those guys live who are enjoying much better weather than we are right now. They're out in Miami. You will hear Mark Boyle, and you will hear from Jeremiah Johnson, both live and joining us live from Indianapolis will be Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. We'll go around the house with Eddie White. As always, the Pacers ready for 5 straight on the road. They do get to split it up by coming home for a couple days in between that. But the next 3 coming up are difficult. Miami, who now is in 9th place in the Eastern Conference. If you slept for a month, Miami has been the hottest team in the NBA. They're in 9th, first team on the outside looking in. Then at Houston and at San Antonio before coming back for a couple days. At Atlanta, at Charlotte. It was a much-needed win. You look at a very difficult 5-game road trip coming up. We'd love to hear from you as well. We'd love to have you be part of this show. 317-239-1070 is the number you can call in and talk Pacers basketball with us for the next hour. And we'll take your Twitter questions. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers over on Twitter. Coming up next, we'll be joined by the voice of the Indiana Pacers, Mark Boyle. He sits down with Indiana Pacers head coach Nathan McMillan. That conversation is next. This is Pacers Weekly. At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer reading program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Miles Turner. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
We're back on Pacers Weekly, 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. You heard Miles Turner voicing that last commercial. He was an effective 6 of 7 last night, 6 rebounds. He probably had the highlight of the game when he came up with a steal and a slam. It was kind of the punctuation point on a 102-92 win over Memphis. Let's go now to Pacers play-by-play voice Mark Boyle. He's with Nate McMillan. Mark.
Thank you, Pat. I want to start, Nate, with something that's a little off topic, and that's the All-Star break specifically. It's a chance, at least theoretically, to get away, and coaching can be a very stressful, time-consuming profession. Do you do anything during those 8 days to try to get away and wind down?
Well, you know, normally I just try to get away from basketball. At least this break, went to North Carolina and spent some time with my family and just got away, I think, for about a day or so. And I recall waking up Saturday night in somewhat of a sweat thinking about our first practice and what we need to do and started planning. You know, so you get away, but you don't. You know, you're always working to thinking about what you need to do as far as, you know, preparing, getting your team ready. You know, we're coming off of a six-game streak where we've lost 6 games in a row, 4 of them at home, which, you know, for us, we played well at home all season long, and we've dropped our last 4. So there was a lot of time spent preparing for these 2 practices in this upcoming game.
To the extent then that the All-Star break could come at a good time, was that a good time in that you'd lost those games consecutively and perhaps your guys needed to get away?
Well, I think I feel that it was a good time in the sense that we looked kind of flat. We looked like we needed a break. I thought mentally as well as physically we looked kind of beat down, worn down the last couple of games, and just the energy level we didn't get to the energy level we needed to bring on the floor against, you know, some of the top teams in the league. So, yeah, the break did come at a time when I felt we needed to get away and mentally and physically allow ourselves to recover.
When you're doing really well, it's never just one thing, and the same, I think, is true when you're struggling. Specifically, Thaddeus Young missed the last 8 games before the break. You're now in the process of hopefully working him back in. How much of a factor has his absence been?
I think it's really came at a bad time. You know, we was going up against some of the better teams, and, you know, certainly what Thaddeus has brought to us is almost like, you know, the glue to the team. Our 1-5 and 4 position have been a position that's been pretty healthy all season long. He has been a guy that can guard bigs and smalls out on the floor. He has been a guy that offensively has done a good job of reading and getting to the right spot and playing off of Jeff, Paul, Miles, and those guys. And when you lose that guy, all of a sudden you're filling in with Kevin, who really didn't play or play with that starting unit a lot. Then you can have a little slippage in your offense. You can get a little clogged. Guys not knowing where you're going to be. And we saw some of that. Lavoie wasn't bad in that starting lineup the couple games that he played, but then we lose Lavoie and Thaddeus, and that really put a lot of pressure on us.
The trade deadline passed on Thursday, and I think it's a lot different than it was when you were playing, in that I think maybe in those days you could avoid rumors if you wanted to. Now with social media, it's really difficult, and there were a lot of rumors surrounding this team. When the team came back to practice on Wednesday, did you get any kind of a sense of collective relief from the guys?
You know, I really didn't even talk about that, you know, because I know that they are thinking about it. You know, I was a player, and, you know, I've coached in this league a long time, and, you know, two of the most stressful days are for a coach anyway is that game right before All-Star break and the practices leading up to the trade deadline. You know your guys are thinking about it. A lot of them are concerned, you know, are they going to have a change of address? And my focus was to immediately get them focused on the second half of the season and what we needed to do. These are guys in uniform for us, and we're going to coach them until they are in a different uniform. But we didn't talk about it. I have not said anything about it. I didn't want them to focus on it. You know, I'm sure if any of them were really concerned, they would have come to me. But, you know, we was able to get in two good practices.
Let's close with a couple of thoughts on this trip that starts tonight in Miami, then hit Houston and San Antonio. In the last, say, 10 road games, you've been having more success than you were earlier in the season. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I think we've been pretty solid. We've been better. You got to limit your mistakes, and we've come out with more of a scrappy attitude. You know, whenever you go out on the road, you got to be the aggressors. You got to be the team that's hungry for that win. And I think we showed that in some of our last road games, and we're going to need to continue to do so, because we're going up against you know, Miami. We got this 5-game road trip with Miami. We're at Houston, we're at San Antonio, Charlotte, and Atlanta. Those are tough cities to play in, and we're going to need to be the hungrier team.
Miami is, I think, particularly fascinating. I don't recall an instance in my time where a team was 11-30 and then suddenly went 13-2. What do you make of that?
Well, I think some of that started around the time that we first played them. They were playing great small ball basketball, and those guys were coming out with a sense of urgency. They were out scrapping you, outworking you, playing together, and bringing a lot of energy to the floor, both the first and the second unit. And I think they was just I know in our game they outworked us. In game or two that I saw them play, they were outworking their opponents. So when you come out and you with that attitude that you're not going to be outworked, you give yourself a good chance of winning game, and they was able to go on a 13-game winning streak.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to join us, as he often does, on these Saturday morning visits. Pacers in Miami tonight, and then, as Nate mentioned, in Houston and San Antonio before coming home briefly and then going back out onto the road to hit Atlanta and Charlotte. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to the studio and Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Nate, thank you. Rakeem Christmas having an impact, really the first time in his career in an NBA game. That was last night, where he played 14 minutes, brought energy, brought rebounding. He's, of course, spent a lot of time back and forth with the Pacers D-League affiliate, the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, and they were in action as well last night in Fort Wayne, falling to Rio Grande Valley, and those are the Vipers. 125-115 was the final. The Mad Ants play tonight. They are in Erie, Pennsylvania. The Erie Bayhawks is the opponent. The Mad Ants had 19-15 on the season. They currently sit in second place in the Central Division. Coming up next, we will go inside Denary's den. He was able to get us a couple of sound clips from the locker room after last night's win. All that coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
World, I love the chains, I hope to be part.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserve seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
Pacers Weekly continues on 93.5 FM and 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Would love to hear from you as well, at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. Had a couple Twitter questions come in. We will forward those over to our live guests. You can call 317-239-1070. Right after the game, Chris Denary able to hop into the locker room, get some sound for us. Let's hear first from Paul George after the win.
Yeah, I'm all right. Just was cramping my right leg. Both legs start cramping on me, but the right leg was pretty bad. Trainer stretched it out, massaged it a little bit, so I feel a lot better now.
A lot of talk over the last couple of days about a couple of defensive tweaks you guys made, especially guarding that three-point line. I know Memphis not a great three-point shooting team, but for the most part, it seems like you guys defended it pretty well. Did you feel like that had a lot to do with it?
Yeah, we did a really good job of just raising our pressure, raising our intensity. Our bigs did a great job of being up early and being up high, allowing us, our weak side, to be a little stronger. And, I mean, as you saw, they got guys that can shoot that three-point line, but we're still able to limit it.
What did having Thad back do for you guys?
Just another playmaker, another scorer for us, another a good rebounder for us, another good defender for us. And then somebody that in our starting lineup that we've made some chemistry and built chemistry with, to have them back into our lineup. It definitely, you know, we all benefited from Thad being out there tonight.
What did you see from the second unit? It seems some of those guys at least keyed that early run, which got you all going.
Yeah, they did a great job. Really proud of Rakeem being called up. And, you know, he sparked and played huge minutes. Tough task playing against Zach and Mark. But he did an unbelievable job. And, again, Monte still... is showing, you know, signs with those fresh legs of still producing and being big for us. Rodney was huge for us. Lavoie was huge for us with a double-double. So everybody contribute tonight.
And that's Paul George. You heard him referencing at the beginning of that interview. He was cramping up a little bit at the very end of the game. If you're watching the television broadcast, you might have seen him walk off the court with the trainers. But it seems like, and Paul certainly acted like, he was just fine and will be just fine for tonight's game against Miami. They're out in Miami. We'll see if Rakeem Christmas has a role. He did last night. He played 14 minutes, 4 points, 5 rebounds, brought an energy level that the game had yet to see. And here's Rakeem Christmas right after the game.
Coach told me to come in the game, do what I do, and try to rebound, be physical, and just set screens. And I mean, that's what I did, and that boosted everyone's confidence. And we all just had to enjoy the game and just getting after it.
Coming in, were you told that this might be your first career significant minutes and meaningful moments?
Oh, yeah. I was lifting weights, and Coach brought me aside and told me, get ready. Just wait my turn. And, I mean, he said, be ready, and close to the end of the half, and that's what happened.
You've been up and down in Fort Wayne, back to Indianapolis throughout the year. To have a night like this, maybe a little bit out of nowhere, Al Jefferson gets hurt last second. What is that like going through it?
Like I said, you just got to be ready. They've been telling me the whole season my time will come. I mean, my time did come tonight. I just went out there to play my game and have fun with everybody, and we just pulled it through.
I feel like you've given yourself a showcase that you deserve more playing time down the road should this scenario come up again.
Like I said, I just want to go out there, have fun with everybody, just rebound, set screens, and do what I do, and just be physical.
Rakeem Christmas playing in a first half of an NBA game for just the second time in his career, and the first time was in the finale of last season, a game where George Hill and Paul George and Monte Ellis all sat. So for all intents and purposes, the first real significant minutes of Rakeem Christmas's career, and he showed pretty well last night in Indiana's win over Memphis. You can follow the Pacers with all of the latest information using the official Pacers app. Live stats, Pacers videos, and all other stories are available on your smartphone. And don't forget to check the app when you visit Bankers Life Fieldhouse, where you can upgrade your seats, get cool VIP experiences, and even use the new wait time to check the lines at the concession stand. You can download the official Pacers app at pacers.com/app. Well, it's about time. In every show, we go around the house with Eddie White. He finds someone with an interesting story to tell. Sometimes that person is someone who is unknown. This time, that's not the case. Bill Benner, now with Pacers Sports and Entertainment. He's been there for the last handful of years. You know him, of course, for his days writing for the newspaper here in Indianapolis. We will hear Bill Benner and Eddie White, their conversation coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour, Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. The brand new album, This House is Not for Sale, is available everywhere. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Have a nice day.
Pacers Weekly continues on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. If you're a longtime Pacers fan, you certainly remember Bill Benner, longtime columnist for the Indianapolis Star, was there during the Pacers' runs throughout the 1990s. He now is a senior vice president with the Indiana Pacers, and he got to sit down with Eddie White, who goes around the house with Bill Benner. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. I tell you, I like talking to this guy because I don't have to go far. He's right next to me in the office. He's our senior VP, the big kahuna, corporate communications. You know him because you've read him forever at the Indianapolis Star, the IBJ. He's as great a writer as he is and was He's a better person, and he's our good buddy, the great Bill Benner. Bill, how are you this morning?
Couldn't be better, Eddie, and thank you for that nice compliment. And, you know, I feel the same way about you, and it's a great time to be involved with Bankers Life Fieldhouse, because this is as good as it gets.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you, because we had this news release last week, and I had to get you on to talk about it. I read this thing. I'm like, man, this is absolutely remarkable and extraordinary. Is it true? We have 37 basketball games in 38 days. This is incredible. I mean, when do people sleep around here?
Yeah, 37 games in 38 days. Starting, we got 8 Pacers games. We've got the boys and girls high school basketball championships. We've got NCAA first and second rounds. First time that's taking place at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. We've had first and second rounds before, but over at Lucas Oil Stadium. And then, you know, we're going to have the Big Ten Women's Tournament. So an incredible run of hoops. But in addition to that, and our facilities, people are second to none. We're going to have 6 concerts. It started with Eric Church on Thursday night. Full house. You play till 11:45 at night. You come in here Friday morning, the building's spotless and set up for basketball. It's amazing how our facilities crew handles that. But then we're going to go with we'll have the Lumineers. We got Ariana Grande, Bon Jovi, my Lord, the Pretenders and Stevie Nicks, and the Rock and Worship Roadshow. And then we conclude with some youth basketball championships, Indy Parks leagues, on April 1st. So just think about that. We're hitting every area of basketball, and really right across the broad spectrum of entertainment. Oh, and one more. I forgot. WWE is also coming to the building.
A little SmackDown action. A couple that I want to talk about particularly. Later today, we have some girls coming in here, and they're going to play for their state championships. And there'll be some memories made, there'll be some hearts broken, but they're welcome to this building like the boys will a couple weeks down the road. There's something special about coming to Indianapolis and coming to this building for your IHSAA championship and our great partners over there. This truly is a building for all people.
It is. Well, it's the most widely used public facility in the state of Indiana. And as you know, even when we're not doing publicly ticketed events, we're hosting fundraisers. We've got meetings taking place. A lot of companies do off-site events in this building. So there's something going on in here all the time. And I think that we do reach across the broad spectrum of people, not just here in central Indiana, but in the case of the IHSAA basketball championships across the state, and in the case of the Big Ten tournaments and the NCAA action, we're reaching the region and across the country with our fabulous facility. So this is a great, great building. And I'll tell you, this is my 4th season with the Pacers. You've been here longer. The biggest reality check for me after I took this job was watching what comes in and goes out of this building. It blows your mind. And on the outside, you kind of take it for granted. Oh, there's a basketball game, then there's a concert, and then there's a fundraiser. But when you actually see the people who make this stuff happen and transform this building from day to day, night to night, it is absolutely amazing.
You know, just last Friday, there were people camped out 7 hours ahead of time for the doors to open for the wrestling. I mean, it's amazing the different the things that we – and having said that, all these things we have in the building. You know, we had a swimming pool put in here one year. You know, we had all the basketball, the shows, and everything that we have. It's kind of cool when you say you had first, and you mentioned this when we first started talking. I think this is really cool. We talked about a partnership, and this is – you've been here longer than me, how great the city is, how everything comes together. We work so well with the IHSAA. You bring the boys here, bring the girls here, making adjustments to make that happen. And then the partners at the NCAA have been so great to our city. To have a first, the first time Bankers Life Fieldhouse, this great building that has hosted NBA Finals, will host the first and second round. It's a lot of basketball. It's college basketball right here in Indianapolis. It's kind of cool to have that for the first time here in our building.
Well, and with that, you're right. I couldn't agree more. But with that comes a special challenge. You don't know who the teams are until the Sunday. We'll be playing Friday, Sunday, but we won't know who our teams are until Sunday before. It's a little different when we had the regional. The teams are over at Lucas Oil. You know the teams. You got a little more time to prepare for it. But this thing, you're going to learn on Sunday night who your teams are, and then you got to welcome 8 teams to Indianapolis within a few days and make all the logistical arrangements. But we've been down this road before. We got great partners, not only with the IHSAA, but with the Sports Corp and with the NCAA. And all these relationships pay off in ways that people, I don't even think, imagine. Our support early on in 1994, going back to 1994, of the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament, when no other city wanted it. And Indianapolis said, you know what, we'll take it because that's what we do. We do these kinds of events. But that enabled us eventually, after we opened Conseco, now Bankers Life Fieldhouse, to attract the men's tournament. And our success in hosting the men's and women's basketball tournaments, when the Big Ten said, we need a place to do our football game, where was the first place? They didn't even look anyplace else. They said, we're coming to Indianapolis because we know they'll do it right, and they know we'll love it, and we'll support it, and we'll market it, and we'll make it a great, great event. And so, and the same thing with the NCAA, things that we do, and our partnership, as you mentioned, with the HSAA, all these relationships pay off in ways that many people don't really truly understand.
And one of those ways, which the one thing, you're right, we don't know what teams will be here for that first and second round, but what we do know, you and I know this to our soul, when they leave, those teams, those fans, if they've never been here before, hopefully there'll be some non-Big Ten teams, because Big Ten teams have been here, they'll go away thinking the same thing that the people from Wisconsin think, and the people from Northwestern, and the people from Michigan State, that, but we should play there every year. There should be games every year. The people are friendly. Logistically, it's perfect. I parked my car. I didn't have to use it for the rest of the week. They will go away going, man, there's one something to Hoosier hospitality, and there's something to the city of Indianapolis and basketball that makes it special.
Well, and bless our friends at the Big Ten, because they've been, again, great, great partners. But I think as Big Ten fans have the opportunity to experience the Big Ten men's tournament in Washington this year, New York next year, that they'll be reminded of how well this city does these kinds of events, how everything fits together. You know, it's like a basketball festival. Mm-hmm. When we have these events here. I think no matter who you're a fan of, you're right, Eddie, you go away, if your team loses, you still go away being a fan of the city and the hotels and the restaurants and the atmosphere, because it just oozes basketball. So this is what we do. This is how we roll here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. I couldn't be any more proud to be a part of this team behind our notable teams, the Pacers and the Fever, that does such extraordinary things here at Bankers Life. I'm still amazed, and I've been here now 4 seasons.
Patrick, you can hear it in his voice. That's why I love talking to him. He's emotional, he's passionate, and it's all real. He has a genuine love for the sport of basketball and for this great city and this great building. I love catching up with him. Bill's good seeing you, my friend.
Thank you, Eddie.
Patrick, how about that? We could go on for hours and hours and hours, but you only give me 8 minutes, so I got to get out of here. Back to you, my friend. God bless you.
Eddie could go on for hours and hours, trust us. But a thank you to Eddie and certainly Bill Benner for joining Eddie on this week's Around the House. We're closing the show with 3 live guests. We'll head out to Miami for 2 of them, including the next one. You heard Mark Boyle earlier. We'll hear with Mark Boyle live. He's next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Coming off their successful sold-out tour, the Lumineers return for more. The Cleopatra World Tour continues. Friday, March 10th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Lumineers. On the road in support of their new album, Cleopatra. Available everywhere. 2-time Grammy-nominated artists, The Lumineers. Friday, March 10th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. With special guests, Kaleo. And where?
and Susto. Tickets on sale now at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office, Ticketmaster, or call 800-745-3000. Keep in touch at thelumineers.com. Don't miss your chance to see the Lumineers live. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Live.
This is Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. We now head out to much warmer Miami. The Pacers getting ready to take the heat. That will be tonight. You'll hear the call right here with Mark Boyle. He joins us now. Mark, let's start with last night. I'm curious how you analyze a game in where the Pacers had one of their more impressive victories of the season, up by 27 at one point in the third quarter. It was interesting to me, though, that you had six different guys in double figures, not one singular player take over, and not one of the six was Paul George. How do you analyze a game like that?
Well, it was a good all-around performance by a number of guys. If you can get a dominant win, which that was, I thought, when your best player goes 3-for-12 and scores 9 points, that means you've got a lot of guys doing a lot of things. And you had Teague with a double-double and Allen with a double-double, 51% shooting. Pretty good defense after a slow start, surprisingly effective on the boards. Really just a very good all-around performance by a number of guys.
We'll debate throughout the season whether one game has more importance than any other in a slate of 82. When you come into the All-Star break losing six straight, you guys are now on the road for five straight, although, as you noted, it is broken up at least. Did that win, at least getting the six losses off their back, feel more important?
Well, you'd have to ask the players. From the outside looking in, I thought so for this reason. Because let's say you lose last night. Now you're at -7. And you're going to be the underdog in at least these first three road games. So let's say they go according to form. Now you've lost 10 in a row. And from a pure statistical standpoint, losing 9 out of 10 isn't any different really than losing 10 out of 10. But that -10 next to your name somehow resonates more. And I'm not saying they're going to lose these next three, but I think you see where I'm going here. So I agree with your general assessment. In an 82-game schedule, it's hard to place particular importance on any one game. But because of the context here, I think last night's game was unusually important.
What did you see as the impact and how significant of having Thad Young back in the lineup?
Well, he's a good player, and he's really consistent. He never gets 20 and 12. He never gets 2 and 3. He always gets 11 and 6 or 10 and 5 or 12 and 7. And he's a really smart player. He knows how to defend. He's a very useful, important player. So when he's not gone, it's multi-tiered in terms of its effect. Number one, he's not there. That's the obvious impact. But then it also affects your rotation at those power spots, and you've got guys playing minutes that ordinarily wouldn't and probably shouldn't play big minutes. So it has an impact on a variety of levels. He's done a really nice job since he's been here, and I thought he had another typical game last night.
On Friday, January the 13th, Miami lost at Milwaukee. That dropped them to 11-30, and they seemed destined for the lottery, if not a top three pick. They then rattle off 13 in a row, 15 of their last 17. They've won two in a row. Those last two wins are at Houston and at Atlanta, so they sit at 26-32. How do you evaluate a team like this, which seemed like they were bottom of the pack for a good chunk of the season, and since then have been playing as well, if not better, than anyone in the whole league?
It's really mystifying because it came out of nowhere. And if you look at it statistically, you can see some trends that help explain it. For example, they've risen all the way up to sixth in defensive efficiency now. So obviously they're doing better at that end than they were earlier. But the question is why? They have the same players, and if anything, they've been shorthanded. They've played the whole season without Chris Bosh. Josh McRoberts went down about 2 months ago, and while he's not a star, he was a useful rotation player for them. They've played games without Tyler Johnson, who had 23 points last night. So it's really difficult to say. We know they're well coached, but that doesn't explain such a dichotomy here. 11-30 and then 15-2. It just doesn't really compute. So I'm very curious to see what they bring tonight. They're obviously at the top of their game. And as you mentioned, Pat, they're playing as well, or maybe even better than anybody in the league right now. That 17-game run of 15-2 is better than anybody in the league right now over that same extended period. Goran Dragic is playing at a really high level, similar to the way he played in Phoenix before he came to Miami. They're getting useful minutes now from Deion Waiters. Whiteside is there every night with his 15 rebounds. they're just getting a lot of really good play from a lot of players who were there the whole time but weren't necessarily playing that way the whole time. And the other thing is this, outside of Whiteside, who is a big-time rebounder and hit the Pacers with 26 and 22 the other time they played, they're going with a pretty small lineup, and that seems to be causing problems for teams.
Mark Boyle is with us. Let's close with a look here at this five-game road trip. Miami, Houston, San Antonio, Atlanta, and Charlotte. It certainly seems to be difficult. You mentioned in your interview with Nate McMillan, the one interesting aspect of it is the road trip is broken up. They're going to go home in the middle of it. They play Wednesday, March 1st in San Antonio, then not again until Sunday, March 5th when the game is Atlanta. So the team is going to come home. You've been doing this for 29 years. Is a scenario like that unusual, and does it change the outlook at that road trip at all?
It's not unheard of, but it is unusual. It doesn't happen all the time. In fact, it doesn't even happen every season. So when you do come home in the middle of a road trip, it at least gives you a sense of normalcy. You're back on home turf. It doesn't really seem like a five-game road trip, even though technically it is. So there is that. And then the latter two games in the trip, at least in theory, are much more winnable than the first three. Miami has a losing record, but we've already talked about how well they've been playing and the numbers they've been putting up. San Antonio and Houston are very good teams, one of which, San Antonio, has already beaten you at your place. So this is a three-game stretch that's really, really challenging. Charlotte, then, and Atlanta, the other two games on the back end of it, Atlanta's pretty good. In fact, they're in front of the Pacers in the standings right now, but they're erratic. And they've had some bad home losses, although it seems as though the Pacers really have issues going into Atlanta and have, even when they've had better teams. So that's a tough game. And Charlotte has really fallen off the face of the earth. They've just gone south for whatever reason. So there are some opportunities here. And I think in general, to answer your question specifically, when you can break a road trip up, it's just a little bit easier than staying out for 5 games or 8 days or whatever that takes. Even though technically it's still the same thing on paper, it is a five-game road trip.
Tonight the Pacers are in Miami. They take on the Heat. 8 o'clock tip will begin with the Kroger pregame show at 7:30. You can hear Mark Boyle as a part of that. And then, of course, we'll have the call out in Miami tonight. Mark, thanks for your time here on Pacers Weekly.
All right, thank you.
A couple more live guests to get to you. We go back to Indianapolis. Mark Monteith joins us next on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
World, I love the chains, I hope to be.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserve seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Aaron Brooks. We are proud that the Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Joining us live in Indianapolis, Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith here as a part of Pacers Weekly. Let's throw a Twitter question at you right off the bat, Mark, from Parker Stewart. What impact can Christmas make going forward?
Interesting. You know, he, you know, got everybody's attention last night just by the aggressiveness around the basket. You know, he had a couple dunks, and, you know, an NBA player dunking isn't the big thing, but just the way he fought for rebounds and the athleticism he brought to the low post was kind of an eye-opener. So you would think that he could make a difference. The problem for Nate McMillan is, are you going to now take Al Jefferson out of the rotation? I mean, Jefferson averages 8 points a game. He's had a lot of good games and does a lot of things. So I don't know. Are you going to take your 10-year veteran out and put in Rakeem Christmas in the rotation now just because Christmas had a good 5 minutes or so last night? I don't know. But he did seem to bring something that we haven't seen from the Pacers this year around the basket. So it was encouraging. And certainly if Jefferson, I don't know if he's going to play tonight or not, or be available tonight or not, but it gives you confidence in Christmas being able to contribute down the stretch here.
Were you in the locker room when Paul George made comments as it relates to not being traded at the deadline? We heard from him earlier, but certainly saw some quotes start to surface on Twitter.
Yeah, I was. And, you know, he was kind of emotional about it. He was talking about the positive response he got from fans last night when he was introduced, when he took the court. And he just made the comment that that's why I love being here in Indiana. And it was a little bit bizarre to me to hear that, and having seen Paul over the last couple of days and hearing the entirety of his comments. After I finished my story last night, I went over to ESPN.com and read their analysis of the draft. And, you know, one guy picks Indiana as having the worst trade deadline situation. And it seems like Paul George's situation is rotting from the inside out. It just seems like an ugly breakup waiting to happen. And, you know, just an hour earlier, I had heard Paul say that. So it's very bizarre. It's always been that way when you're around the team a lot. You know, you get a certain sense of what people are thinking. And then you read something from a national person who's never around, or even a local person sometimes who's rarely around. They roll in and write something, and it doesn't seem to jive at all with what you've been seeing and hearing around the team when you're there on an almost daily basis. And this is one of those examples. You know, I don't know what Paul George is going to do. I don't think he knows what he's going to do. It's a situation that'll play itself out. But Paul George is not unhappy here. The Pacers did not shop him. I know that. They did not get any offer that got their attention. They listened to people, but nothing came close to getting done. The Pacers want this to work out with Paul George here. I think he does too. So that's where we stand right now.
Mark, as well, taking place last night, it was a Hickory night. So kind of fitting to have Jeff Teague and Mike Conley, two Indianapolis products, going at it. And Jeff Teague probably getting the better of the matchup. Of course, the Pacers getting the win, which was most important. What did you see in that duel?
Yeah, that was interesting. Those guys are a lot alike. You know, before last night, you look at their season stats, and they're very similar. Conley scores more, but he's a bigger part of Memphis's offense and shoots more. And, yeah, last night, you know, Teague was 10 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds. And Conley was 10 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. Neither of them had a steal. So very equal. These guys go way back. They played against each other in high school. It was a good matchup. You know, Conley is the highest paid player in the league. So based on, you know, the contract he signed last summer. So he's obviously a valuable guy down there. So it points out what Jeff T can do. I thought Jeff was good last night. Yeah, he made the comment after the game that they played at a faster tempo, you know, which is what they've been trying to get to all year. But last night, maybe it had to do with Thad Young's return to a point that they played the game at a faster tempo and they got into a better offensive rhythm, and it showed.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, what do the fans have to look forward to coming up on Pacers.com?
Well, let's see. There's still a lot there related to last night's Hickory game with all the Marion Giants championship teams. They were honored at halftime last night, and the Marion teams won the championship in 85, 86, and 87. And I wrote on those teams, and there's a lot of video from those teams. I had a chance to talk with some of the guys at the game last night. So that's there. And, you know, we got a road trip coming up. So personally, I'll be looking for something to write about. I want to write about Miles Turner's low post play. You know, he hasn't been effective in the low post whatsoever this year. I saw him after practice working with assistant coach Bill Baino on Thursday, which was kind of encouraging to me. If Miles Turner develops a low post game, that'll be huge for the Pacers. So I'd like to get into that if I can. And, you know, I'm due for another mailbag. So if people want to tweet me or email a mailbag question to me, I'll be happy to answer that. And, you know, whether the team's in town or out of town, there's always something going on.
And you get double pay tonight. We get you on Pacers Weekly and then part of the Pacers Kroger pregame show tonight as they face off against Miami.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joining us. We'll hear from Jeremiah Johnson. He's live in Miami. That's next on Pacers Weekly.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. The brand new album, This House is Not for Sale, is available everywhere. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is LaVoy Allen. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at BankersLife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
We're wrapping up Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. We heard from Mark Boyle out in Miami a moment ago. We head back to Miami where Jeremiah Johnson is. Jeremiah, you look at the game last night. Can you put together the importance of that one game when you consider you guys get ready to do five on the road after losing six consecutive games heading into the All-Star break?
I know it was probably a long All-Star break for everyone inside that locker room, and Nate McMillan said as much to me before the game that, you know, he took one day to maybe take a break and relax a little bit, and then he pretty much got back down to work. And I know he and Dan Burke and the coaching staff, they did a lot of film breakdown, and they knew that that game out of the All-Star break against Memphis was very, very important. And they've admitted it, and it's been an honest assessment of what happened before the All-Star break, that they played some very, very difficult teams, and this was another very challenging game against a very good opponent, but it was at home, and it was a chance to end that losing streak, to kind of feel good about yourself coming out of the All-Star break. There's no uncertainty about the roster, and I thought really one of the best Pacers performances of the season. In the book, it says a 10-point victory, but I know you know, Pat, it was a much bigger blowout than that.
We're taking Twitter questions throughout the show, as always. Jeremiah Andre Knox asks, do you think the Pacers can develop a long winning streak here in the second half of the season? Also important to note, it is the post-All-Star break, but we're past two-thirds the way through the season. There's only 24 games left, and the next five are on the road, so that, at least in the near future, is going to be difficult.
Yeah, it will be difficult, and initially I would say no, because this team, for what we saw up until late December, they were not a streaky team. They were a team that could win one, lose one, win two, lose two, win one, and they would not put a streak together. But then what we've seen in 2017 is a very streaky team. You saw the 7-game winning streak, the 6-game losing streak, some other longer winning and losing streaks. So maybe they've got what it takes to do that. It'll be difficult to do that winning streak right now on this 5-game road trip. It's an interesting trip because it's 5 straight games away from home, but the Pacers will come home during the middle of that, because after the San Antonio game, you've got 3 days between games in Atlanta. So there's no sense sitting on the road and living out of your suitcase longer than you need to. So it's a 5-game road trip that includes a stop back in Indianapolis. But when you look at the opponents, Miami is playing some of the best basketball in the Eastern Conference. Houston will be angry and hoping to get revenge after what the Pacers did to them in Indianapolis. And San Antonio, we know how good they are. So just the next three games are very difficult and challenging. Then you've got Atlanta and Charlotte. So I'm not sure that I see a long winning streak coming up, but all I know is that everyone on this bus, in this plane last night, they were happy to get that win last night against Memphis.
Jeremiah, about 90 seconds here before we have to let you go. So two-part question. One, how do you evaluate Miami, a team for 2.5 months was one of the worst in the NBA and since has been one of the best? And then what do the fans have to look forward to with you tonight? Fox Sports Indiana pregame show starting at 7:30.
You know, Miami's a team, and every night, I would say, every night or every morning, I check the league, the NBA app, and I check the scores if I'm not following, a particular game. And you see games where you say, how did that happen? And Miami's done that over the last month where they've had numerous of those. How did they keep winning? Now, they've had a schedule that was favorable during that long winning streak. But to just come out of the All-Star break and win a game at Atlanta against the Hawks team that, they're trying to get in the playoffs. And I mean, they're in the playoffs, but they're trying to improve their positioning. That's an impressive win. So I'd say Miami, just with the way they play, the physicality that they bring to the floor, they're kind of one of those teams a little bit like the Kings and Thunder where they play so physical, the refs can't call a foul on every possession. So some of the plays, maybe they're fouling and they get a steal. So I'd say they're a physical team. They're a well-coached team. They're a tough team. And when everyone counted them out, they said, nope, we're not out of this thing yet. And they're still in the mix in the Eastern Conference. For Pacers Live pregame tonight at 7:30, I look for the next week or so, we're going to do a nice look back. I'm not sure of the night tonight or Wednesday, but we'll take a look back at one of the uncovered mysteries about NBA All-Star games, or not necessarily All-Star games, but dunk contests. We're going to tell the story of Darnell Hillman and his slam dunk championship. It's a great story. We had a great chance to sit down with Darnell. So I'm not sure if it's tonight. Got to talk with the producers, but it'll be coming up this week on Pacers Live pregame and halftime. And I want to make sure all the fans check that out.
You can catch Jeremiah Johnson tonight on Fox Sports Indiana starting at 7:30. JJ, thanks for your time here from a much nicer Miami than it is Indianapolis.
Yeah, Pat, too bad this isn't a video interview. I could have,
the
palm trees in the background.
That's enough. Jeremiah Johnson at 7:30 tonight, also on Kroger Pregame Show. We'll have you right here, 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, at 7:30, as well as the Pacers ready for the Miami Heat tonight. That wraps it up for Pacers Weekly. A thanks to our producer, Jason Newhouse, filling in for David Deering. Jeff Rickard and Scott Pollard are next. Thanks for listening to Pacers Weekly.
Whistle. Pound it! Pound it! A three off of contact on top!
And George takes a pass from Stuckey and dunks it.
Tapped up and in as the Pacer bench clears!
You've been listening to Pacers Weekly,